All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today we're going deep on a security vulnerability in Kraft CMS.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one with the potential to cause some serious issues for website owners.
Sounds like fun.
Well, not so much fun if it's your site that gets hit.
Right.
It's not just tech jargon. We're talking about a flaw that could let hackers, you know, basically take control of entire websites.
Ran with Kraft powering.
And yeah.
Over 150,000 websites.
A lot of potential targets.
Yeah, that's a lot of websites.
So we're going to break it all down for you. What this vulnerability means, even if you're not a tech expert, you know, everyone can understand this.
Absolutely.
Plus, we're going to reveal a surprising connection to a common PHP setting that you might not realize is a potential security risk.
Interesting.
So to start, what exactly is Kraft CMS and why should we care about this vulnerability?
So Kraft CMS is a content management system. It's used to build websites. Think of it like the foundation and framework that allows website owners to easily manage their content, like, you know, design functionality.
So it's pretty important then.
Yeah. And its popularity is actually what makes this vulnerability so significant.
Right.
The more widely a piece of software is used.
More targets.
The bigger the target. Exactly.
Okay. So Kraft is popular. And there's this vulnerability. How bad is it?
It's what's known as a remote code execution vulnerability.
Oh.
And it's considered one of the most serious types of security flaws.
Okay.
So it essentially gives attackers the ability to run their own code on the affected server.
So what does that actually mean? Like in practical terms, what could happen?
So imagine you have a website running on Kraft CMS. Someone finds this vulnerability. They exploit it.
Yeah.
They could potentially deface your website, steal sensitive data.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Or even use your server to launch attacks on other targets.
That's scary.
It is. It's a big deal.
Wow.
You remember back when Equifax was in the news? For that massive data breach. That was caused by a remote code execution vulnerability.
No way.
Yeah, these are serious flaws.
That paints a pretty scary picture.
Yeah.
So how did this back door, I guess you could call it, how did it even get there in the first place?
So the root of the issue lies in a seemingly harmless PHP setting called register our carve.
Okay.
Normally, this setting doesn't pose a problem.
Right.
It's just a way for PHP, the programming language that powers Kraft CMS, to handle certain types of input.
Okay, so this PHP setting, how does that actually lead to a security flaw?
Well, in the case of Kraft CMS, this particular setting created a loophole. Yeah, that attackers can exploit.
Oh.
Think of it like a Trojan horse.
Oh.
On the surface, it seems innocent.
Right.
But hidden inside is a malicious payload just waiting to be unleashed.
So someone figures out how to slick this Trojan horse past Kraft's defenses. And then what? What can they actually do once they're in?
The researchers who uncovered this vulnerability, asset note, they outlined a pretty intricate exploit process.
Uh-huh.
So in simple terms, they figured out how to trick Kraft CMS into loading malicious code from an external server.
Oh, wow.
Like planting a trap and luring Kraft right into it.
So once they've like sprung the trap, then what? They have full control.
It's not quite that simple.
Okay.
The exploit process is actually fairly complex. It requires, you know, a good deal of technical skill.
Okay.
But the researchers proved it's possible, and that's what makes it so concerning.
Right. So it could happen.
If it fell into the wrong hands, the consequences could be severe.
So we're not talking about some, like, amateur hackers here. We're talking like pros.
Professionals, yeah.
That's a little unnerving to think about, to be honest.
It is. The sophistication of the exploit really underscores the fact that these cyber threats are constantly evolving.
Yeah.
We need to be vigilant in staying ahead of the curve.
I guess that makes sense.
But, you know, it's also important to remember that the researchers who uncovered this vulnerability, they were doing so to help, to improve security.
Right.
Not to exploit it themselves.
Not the bad guys.
No, this is what's called ethical hacking.
Oh, okay.
And it plays a vital role in making software safer.
So, good guys.
The good guys, yeah.
Okay, so we've established that this vulnerability is a big deal. But let's get to the part everyone's wondering. What can people do to protect themselves if they are using Kraft CMS?
So the good news is that the Kraft CMS development team responded very quickly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they issued patches to fix the vulnerability within 24 hours of it being disclosed.
That's reassuring.
It shows real commitment to user security.
Yeah.
So if you're running Kraft CMS, upgrading to the latest version should be your top priority.
Okay, upgrading, that sounds simple enough, but what about sites that haven't been updated in ages?
You're absolutely right.
Like, that could be a nightmare.
Outdated software is a major security risk.
Yeah.
In this case, you need to upgrade to at least version 5.5.2 or 4.13.2,
okay,
depending on which branch you're using.
Gotcha.
Those versions contain the fix for this vulnerability.
Okay.
But it raises a larger point.
Yeah.
Website owners need to stay on top of updates.
For every.
Not just Craft.
Right.
For all the software they use.
Okay. So it's not just about fixing this one vulnerability. It's like.
It's bigger.
Being proactive about.
It's a mindset.
Website security in general.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So what else? Is there anything else people can do?
So there's another step you can take to address this vulnerability specifically.
Okay.
Remember that register argv setting we talked about?
Uh-huh.
You'll want to disable that.
Okay.
In your PHP configuration.
And how do people do that?
It's a little more technical, but your hosting provider or developer can help you with that.
So upgrade and disable that troublesome setting. Two key steps.
Those are the big ones.
To protect yourself. But this whole situation makes me wonder, are there other vulnerabilities like this lurking out there in popular software that we should be aware of?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
The reality is that software vulnerabilities are incredibly common.
Right.
It's almost impossible to write completely bug-free code.
Yeah, especially.
Like, especially in complex systems like Craft CMS.
So if vulnerabilities are inevitable, are we just like playing this never-ending game of whack-a-mole?
It can feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's not just about reacting to vulnerabilities as they emerge.
Oh.
We need to be kind of shift our focus to building more secure software.
From the ground up.
From the ground up, yeah.
Okay, but how do we actually do that? Like, is that even possible?
It's a multifaceted challenge.
Right.
But there are some key things that we can focus on.
Okay, like what?
First and foremost, we need to foster a culture of security awareness among developers.
Okay.
They need, you know, the training and resources to understand security best practices and incorporate them into their coding process.
So it's like almost like.
It's like building a house. If you don't lay a solid foundation, the whole structure is vulnerable.
So it's about like education. And changing the mindset around software development.
Absolutely.
It can't just be an afterthought. It needs to be like baked into the process.
From the start.
Yeah, from day one.
From day one.
But even with the best intentions, like mistakes happen.
Of course, people are human.
Right, so then what?
That's where robust security testing comes in.
Okay.
It's essential to have, you know, rigorous testing methodologies and automated tools that can help catch vulnerabilities before they make it into production.
Right.
Think of it like having a safety net.
Right.
It's there to catch you if you fall.
And I'm guessing those safety nets aren't cheap.
They can be an investment, yeah.
Right.
But consider the alternative.
Okay.
The cost of a data breach or a website hack.
Oh, yeah.
It can be astronomical.
I bet.
Both in terms of financial losses and reputational damage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Companies like Yahoo, for example, have faced serious consequences for failing to adequately address security vulnerabilities.
Right.
So investing in security up front can actually save money.
In the long run.
In the long run, absolutely.
And it's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly.
But security testing is only one part of the puzzle, right?
Right. This Craft CMS vulnerability really highlights the importance of proactive security measures at all levels, not just for developers.
So, like, what else? Who else?
Website owners need to be vigilant about keeping their software up to date,
right?
Implementing strong security policies, using tools like web application firewalls.
Add an extra layer of protection?
Exactly.
Okay, and what about policymakers?
Policymakers have a role to play, too.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What can policymakers do?
They can incentivize good security practices, establish clear guidelines and regulations, and even impose penalties for companies that fail to meet certain security standards.
So there are things they could do. Okay.
Look at the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR.
Right.
It's a prime example of how legislation can drive improvements.
Interesting.
In data security and privacy.
So it's like a collective effort then.
It is.
Developers, website owners, policymakers,
users,
everyone. We all.
Everybody has a part to play.
Have a role to play in this.
Yeah.
In building a more secure digital world.
Exactly. That sense of shared responsibility is crucial.
That's kind of inspiring, actually.
It is. We can't rely on technology alone to solve this problem.
Right.
We need to change the way we think about security,
right,
the way we develop software,
yeah,
and the way we interact with technology in general.
It's a whole mindset shift.
It is a mindset shift.
This is all starting to make a lot of sense. It's not just about technical fixes. It's about a fundamental shift in our...
in how we approach it.
Yeah, our mindset. And I guess that's really what our deep dives are all about, right?
Absolutely.
Empowering you with knowledge so you can...
make informed decisions.
Make better decisions.
Precisely. And in the context of this Craft CMS vulnerability,
yeah,
that knowledge translates into concrete actions.
Like what?
Upgrading your software, disabling that troublesome PHP setting,
what?
And taking a proactive approach to website security.
So those are all steps you can take today to protect yourself.
You can do those today.
But I think this discussion has also highlighted some deeper questions,
okay,
that are worth pondering.
Yeah.
This particular vulnerability was found and patched quickly.
Right.
But what about all the other potential vulnerabilities out there?
Mm.
The ones that haven't been discovered yet.
Yeah, that's the unsettling reality of cybersecurity.
Yeah.
There are always going to be vulnerabilities out there.
Right.
Some of which are lurking in the shadows just waiting to be discovered.
It feels like we're living in a digital Wild West, doesn't it?
Kinda, yeah.
Always on the lookout for that next threat.
Always got to be watching your back.
So if we can't eliminate vulnerabilities entirely, what can we do? As individuals, I mean, to navigate this landscape safely.
First and foremost, I think we need to shift our mindset.
Okay.
From one of complacency to one of awareness.
All right, so be more aware.
Yeah, understand that threats exist.
Right.
That anyone can be a target.
It could happen to anyone.
Exactly. It's not just about being, you know, tech savvy.
Okay.
It's about being digitally informed.
Right.
And taking simple precautions.
Okay. So give us the rundown.
Yeah.
What are the essential things that we should be doing?
So start by staying informed about the latest threats.
Okay. So how do we do that?
There are great resources out there,
right,
like security blogs, podcasts, newsletters,
right,
that can help you stay ahead of the curve.
So subscribe to the Deep Dive for all your security needs.
There you go.
But seriously, staying informed, that's a great first step.
Absolutely.
What else can we do?
Next up, practice good password hygiene.
Okay.
I know it's tempting to reuse the same password across multiple accounts.
Oh, yeah, guilty.
But that's like using the same key for your house, your car, and your office.
Oh, right.
If someone gets a hold of that one key,
yeah,
they have access to everything.
That's a painful analogy, but I get it.
Yeah.
Strong, unique passwords.
Strong, unique passwords are a must.
Any tips on how to actually remember them all?
Password managers are your best friend here.
Okay.
They securely store all your passwords.
Right.
Allow you to access them with a single master password.
So it's like...
like having a digital vault for your keys.
A vault. Okay.
Yeah.
Password manager, check. What else?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a little paranoid here.
A healthy dose of paranoia is actually a good thing, yeah, when it comes to digital security.
Right.
Be wary of suspicious links and attachments.
Okay.
Think before you click.
Right. Don't just click on anything.
Phishing scams are getting increasingly sophisticated.
Yeah.
Just because an email looks like it's from your bank or a trusted friend.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it actually is.
So trust but verify.
Or in this case.
Or don't trust and verify.
Yeah. Maybe don't trust and verify, especially online.
Especially online. Yeah.
Anything else? Keep your software updated.
Oh, yeah. Those updates.
I know those pesky update notifications.
So annoying.
They might seem annoying.
They are.
But they often contain crucial security patches.
Right.
That fix vulnerabilities like the one we've been talking about.
So update early and update often.
Update, update, update.
Gotcha.
Is there anything else we can do?
Yeah, is there anything else?
Be mindful of your digital footprint.
Okay.
Think about what information you're sharing online,
right,
and how it could be used.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs in the digital world.
Oh, okay. I'm liking that.
The more breadcrumbs you leave, the easier it is for someone to track you down.
So be thoughtful about what you post and where you post it.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Digital security is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
Okay.
It's about taking those small, consistent steps to protect yourself.
Right.
And being aware of the evolving threat landscape.
It can feel overwhelming at times, can't it?
It can.
Yeah.
But even small actions can make a big difference.
That's a great point to end on.
Yeah.
It's about taking control of our digital lives and being proactive about our security.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And that's what we aim to give you here on the Deep Dive.
And we've unpacked this Craft CMS vulnerability in detail.
Yeah, we really went deep.
Highlighting not just the technical aspects, but the broader implications.
For sure.
For software security and what you can do to protect yourself.
Remember, folks, staying safe online isn't about becoming a tech wizard.
Nope.
It's about being informed, aware, and taking those simple steps.
Those simple steps.
To safeguard your digital life.
You got it.
Until next time, happy and safe diving.